Tomorrow in Ogdensburg, a group of former students from the academy at Ivy Ridge are holding a protest to draw more attention to their claims of abuse. Their demonstration follows the release of a Netflix documentary called The Program last month. It includes detailed testimony of physical, sexual, and mental abuse allegations, often with found documents as evidence. We talk with the filmmaker, a former student herself, and people in Ogdensburg who are reckoning with Ivy Ridge's legacy. That's today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Clarkson University, offering over 95 programs of study with campuses in the Hudson Valley, Central, and Northern New York. More at clarkson.edu.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, April 26th. Coming up, an interview with Catherine Kubler, who directed the Netflix doc about Ivy Ridge. Ivy Ridge was open from 2001 to 2009 and employed dozens of people from the Ogdensburg area. Catherine Wheeler spoke with people around the city and has a story.
Renee and Chip Brazy say when they first turned on the Netflix documentary, The Program, their jaws dropped.
For this area, because we are from here, it was kind of like a bomb being dropped off where people didn't really know what was going on.
The Brazies watched all three episodes of The Program. In it, the filmmaker and other former students of the Academy at Ivy Ridge return to the now-closed facility in Ogdensburg. They lay out abuse allegations that took place in the facility between 2001 and 2009. In a letter to the Ogdensburg Journal, Ivy Ridge's former director denied the claims of abuse, saying, quote, "There may have been a few isolated incidents of staff misconduct that we were unaware of, but that was not the norm." Renee Brazy says she had no idea what was allegedly going on inside of Ivy Ridge.
So people watching the documentary that don't live around here, yes, they're probably upset about it, but around here being a small community, you either know the people of the people, the family of the, you know what I mean? So it was a big shock for people living here.
Dorian Lenny Wallace was in high school around the time Ivy Ridge closed in 2009.
There were rumors. It never sounded good. I had a friend who knew some things about it, and she said there was a point system, and everything she said that I heard about it, it ended up being in the documentary.
Lenny Wallace says she doesn't remember how her friend seemed to know about what was going on inside, but she did believe her.
You wish you could have done something about it, but it was shut down pretty soon after I heard those things, so. And, you know, I was a kid.
Renee Brazy says one thing people did know about Ivy Ridge, it was a source of a lot of jobs. At one point, Ivy Ridge had about 250 employees, according to the Watertown Daily Times.
I mean, at the time, that was a place that hired a lot of people. And up here, I mean, that jobs were hard to come by and still are hard to come by. So places like that that will hire a lot of people, that you'd look at it like that's a good thing, not expecting something like that to happen.
For decades, Ogdensburg has been a city of corrections and mental health care. There were two state prisons and the St. Lawrence Psychiatric Center. Generations of families have worked in these institutions. Katie Maloney, who grew up in the area, says it makes sense that a boarding school for troubled teens would fit.
I do feel like Ogdensburg positioned themselves throughout their existence from when I came around as, you know, finding good jobs and employment and opportunities for people to stay here and raise their kids and do what they, you know, need to do. And sometimes that did involve helping, you know, working with the mentally ill or incarcerated individuals.
St. Lawrence County legislator and Ogdensburg business owner Jim Reagan says he sees these jobs as a strength. He says the community has a long history of caring for people.
We had two nursing homes to take care of the elderly. We had extensive programs to take care of developmentally disabled, and we welcome them into our communities at times when in many other communities they were seen as unacceptable people. So the notion that people in Ogdensburg, you know, were turning away and looking away and were aware of this kind of behavior, I don't accept that.
Reagan says the allegations about Ivy Ridge don't change the way he sees his community. He says now it's time for the justice system to step in.
When crimes occur, they need to be investigated, they need to be prosecuted, laws need to be examined to determine whether or not there's a way to ensure that they don't happen again.
St. Lawrence County's district attorney and sheriff's offices say they are investigating the allegations, and officials encourage former students who want to report abuse to contact their offices. Catherine Wheeler, North Country Public Radio in Ogdensburg.
In a letter to the Ogdensburg Journal, former Ivy Ridge administrator Jason Finlinson said the portrayal of Ivy Ridge was inaccurate. He said there may have been a few isolated incidents of staff misconduct, but he said most of the staff were, quote, good, caring people who were interested in the well-being and personal growth of the students. The documentary, The Program, paints a dramatically different picture, and it contains actual video and print evidence of the alleged abuse. That's because the filmmaker, Catherine Kubler, found it all at the site of the abandoned school. She says she first wanted to make this documentary back when she was a 15-year-old at Ivy Ridge in 2004.
When you're a kid, you're still finding out about the world. I was like, well, no one told me that this could happen to you, little jails for children, that you don't even need to commit a crime or get a trial in jail, like in sentencing to like go. You're just thrown in there and you don't know how long you'll be there. I was like, I don't think people know about this. I need to make them aware. So that's when I was like, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to make a documentary and I'm going to expose all of this.
Did you realize that you could walk right in to the former building? You know, this is the abandoned building of the Academy at Ivy Ridge here in Ogdensburg.
In December of 2019 is when I first found out. What happened is my friend Molly, who is in the documentary with me, reached out to me on Facebook. And she was like, well, I don't know if you've heard, but the building has been abandoned and all of our files are still in it. She's like, I have your file. I can send it to you if you want, or I can burn it. I know a lot of people just want to forget about this part of their life and move on. And I was like, no, send it to me. You know, I've been trying to make a documentary about these places. Like, please send me my file. And I was like, I need to see this for myself. I had spent years pushing, trying to get this made. Now we would finally have the proof. And this was game changing. So my first trip back to the building was in February 2020. And it was so cold. I think I nearly got frostbite. I had to trudge through like 2 feet of snow. But it was the most surreal experience.
Considering how hard we tried to get out of the building while we were there, it's funny to think we'd be coming back. But we needed to find proof so that people would believe us. Because there are still kids trapped in these places.
That's creepy.
I never imagined they would just leave all the evidence just sitting there.
It's so weird to find this stuff. Why did they keep this shit?
Door to the gym was open, but there was overgrown ivy going in. It was so creepy. And I walked in and the first thing I see is these chairs set up in a circle. Clearly a bunch of Ivy Ridge kids or people had been back through already left their marks on the wall or had seen things. But most of it was just like untouched, like a time capsule.
As you probably know, the St. Lawrence County District Attorney are investigating Ivy Ridge now in the wake of your documentary coming out and so many people coming forward with their stories of abuse. What do you want to come out of that? Who do you want?
Some justice.
Who do you want to be held accountable, you know?
First of all the staff that were complicit. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have staff that are weren't necessarily abusing kids and that were actually nice to us. And, you know, that's the least you can ask, is that someone treats a child with humanity and empathy. So there were people like that at Ivy Ridge. And there are staff that have reached out, be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have no idea. The ones that I can forgive are the ones that saw what was happening and left. Like, I want no part of this. But there are staff that stayed there for several years as family reps. And even though they may not have abused us, how can you see hundreds of children walking around in complete silence, not able to look out the window, not able to like have access to communicate with their family, being restrained, and think that's okay.
Catherine Kubler is a former student of the Academy at Ivy Ridge in Ogdensburg. She directed the documentary The Program, which is on Netflix. There's a much longer version of this interview on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Eddie Lawrence of Moira and Raphael Wineworth Brown of Ottawa. Have a great weekend. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.